So we in here for another edition of F Your Mother. To all the people that's still rocking with me. Shit is crazy, right? It seems like every day is some new shit. Like, it's never a fucking dull moment in America. I will say that much. It's always some stupid shit in the media, whether it be a rapper, politician, fucking scumbag, social elitist, or socialite. I think I said that wrong, but it's always some shit, right? Like, I said in my Instagram post that I wish that sometimes things would go on a standstill, right? Time would just stay stuck, frozen, whatever the fuck, right? And that, like, you could just have, like, a week where, you know what I'm saying, shit don't happen. Now, I know a lot of people is like, well, you don't even post episodes that regularly for things to be always ongoing. And to that, I say you're right. But when I do, I be really hoping that, you know what I'm saying, shit would die down. And you know what I'm saying? So I can get my shit together. Because as much as I like podcasting, I would just like life in general to be peaceful, right? And it seems like that's too much to ask for the universe. Somebody is always involved in some scandalous shit, some idiotic shit, some super corrupted shit. That's pretty much it, right? Idiotic shit, corrupt shit, stupid shit, right? I guess you could classify stupid and idiotic as the same thing, but in my opinion, when shit gets to a level of idiocracy, that means it's surpassed the normal level of stupidness, right? Or stupidity. But nevertheless, it's never a dull moment in America. I would say the world, but I don't really pay attention too closely to world events, so then there's that. But in any event, while we're talking about stupidity, idiocracy, and corruption, that brings us to Lil Nas X. Now, I did a fucking video about this, or episode about this nigga, when he first came out with Old Town Road. And to be real, I was actually rooting for him, right? Young black kid. And I shouldn't really call him a kid, because he's, if I'm not mistaken, he's about 21. So he was like 19, 18, some shit like that when he came out. He was old enough to sign a contract, we'll just put it like that, right? Legally, he was an adult. Mentally, psychologically, and even spiritually, he's a fucking infant. But that's another episode for another time. But I was rooting for this nigga. One, because while I don't like country music, I did like Old Town Road, right? It was jamming, right? It was some pop shit. It was corny, right? But who the fuck hasn't liked some corny shit, right? I'm 38. If you live old enough, you've liked some corny shit, right? It's some 40-year-old motherfuckers that like Criss Cross, House of Pain, and Snow, Milli Vanilli, and who else was fucking corny back in the 90s? And Vanilla Ice. Right? So, we've all had our era of corny shit. If you want to go back to the 80s, it was Rob Bass. That nigga couldn't rap for shit, but he was spitting. If you go back to the 70s, who was corny as fuck in the 70s? Boogie Nights, right? Y'all gotta excuse me, I'm down in fucking Texas. Seems like everybody has a bike or has a fucking chopper or some loud noise and shit. Like, there's a bunch of stupid motherfuckers down here. But I'm not saying they're stupid because they ride a motorcycle. I'm just saying they have a lot of loud vehicles. But in any event, I don't think the 70s had a... I think that was a classic. That was a musical golden era, if I had to say so myself, right? You had people like the Temptations, right? They did laps from the 60s to the 70s. Marvin Gaye. You had Diana Ross. You had Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. You had a lot of classic shit. You had Prince. You had Barry White. Hell, anything out of Motown was jamming, in my opinion, right? So I don't really think that the stupidity went back that far, at least in music and in entertainment, right? Maybe in acting, but I will say in the last 40, 50 years, a lot of stupid shit has been produced in entertainment. So Lil Nas X really isn't like an anomaly. A lot of people think he is because a lot of people are religious zealots, or zealots, however you say that word. A lot of people are religious zealots, religious fanatics. I know black people are just overtly spiritual motherfuckers, right? And nah, you know, let me take that back. Overly religious motherfuckers. Which the two are not synonymous, right? Religion and spirituality. While the Bible and religion talks of spirits, it's not really spiritual. It's dogmatic doctrine, right? If you don't know what dogmatic means, look it up. If you don't know what doctrine mean, I mean, I don't know what the fuck to tell you if you have a phone and you haven't Googled certain words. But a lot of people are religious zealots, which means they believe that scriptural text from antiquity, which is all it is. They are sacred, and I'm doing the air quotes. They are sacred books from antiquity, right? Primitive times. Ancient times, right? That's what antiquity means. It means ancient. Now, why people believed spiritual texts back then, I mean, well, they didn't have television. They didn't have social media. Hell, they didn't have technology as it pertains to computers, because pretty much anything is technology, right? A fucking wrench or a screwdriver is technology. While simple, there's a time period where people didn't have nuts and bolts and couldn't screw shit, right? But as it pertains to computerized technology, they didn't have that back in the day. So their entertainment was writings. To a lot of motherfuckers now, writing is an ancient art, right? Literature. People don't read books. They listen to audiobooks. A lot of people like to think that technology is advancing us. I think that a lot of technology is digressing the human species, right? Because if it's something that you have out of convenience, it doesn't make you actually exercise the mental fortitude that it takes to do certain shit, right? If you're not exercising your mind psychologically, mentally, like any muscle on the body, it gets fatigued, it gets lax, it gets out of shape, right? And you're not as sharp as somebody that extensively or ostensibly does exercise the brain, right? So yeah, the religious zealots are out here believing that he is satanic because he just came out, I think it's Nike, came out with the Nike, I forgot what the fuck the name of the shoe was called, but he only has 666 pairs. I think there's a Bible scripture on the side that's printed on the side of the shoe, Luke 10:19, and I forgot exactly what it said, because I don't really retain Bible scriptures, because I think it's a bunch of gibberish. And he has a video to go along with it, right? Who would think that the Old Town Road would lead to fucking purgatory or hell, right? Now, if you're a religious zealot, you already know what the fuck purgatory and hell is, right? Hades, Aries, Helios, whatever fucking word is synonymous with the realm of hell, right? Now, do I believe that hell exists? Nah, not really. Whatever creator, God, deity, whatever have you like to believe, created mankind. I don't think that if you don't follow the teachings and writings of said creator or worship him, that you're going to be condemned to hellfire, right? One, even if you are, it doesn't make sense. Because when you die, you leave your body. You can't even take your physical body with you to wherever fucking realm there is in the afterlife, right? So how does hellfire translate into, like, torment? If you're in a physical place that's hot and is fiery and has brimstone, you would need a physical body to feel the pain, right? Because I don't know what holds after we go to the afterworld or when we die, right? But I know you don't take a physical body with you. Whatever is inside you goes somewhere, and it's not tangible, at least to my knowledge, right? And anybody that tells you otherwise, they're a fucking religious zealot or they're a fucking fool, because no one has ever died, came back, and told us what that shit was like. And the people that have, if you listen to my previous episodes, if I wasn't there, it didn't happen, right? I don't believe what people say. I don't take what people say for face value, like they're telling the truth, right? You could be hallucinating. You could be in a state of unconsciousness, and your consciousness could be going in and out, fading, whatever. So you might catch a glimpse of a bright light. There may be a light that they have above you on a surgery table or whatever they, you know what I'm saying, hold people that are critically injured, maimed, and or on life support, right? So people have said that they hear voices. That could just be nurses or passerbyers standing around your unconscious body going in and out from consciousness. Who knows? I don't know, right? And I like to believe things that I can prove, right? Not things that I think or things I would like to be real, right? And if I wasn't there, like, I don't give a fuck. I think you're lying. You're full of shit. Maybe you got it wrong, right? Who knows? Maybe they are telling the truth. I wasn't there with you to witness it. So as far as it goes to me believing what the fuck you said, now it's a negative. It's a no, right? I'm not believing, like, shit like that. I got to experience it myself. Now, if I do, right? I'm going to keep it to myself because I can't conclusively prove to people what the fuck I saw, right? What you see in your eyes or in your mind, sometimes you can't prove that shit, right? So I'm not really bent out of shape over Lil Nas's video, right? And it's entertainment. Entertainment, right? They use a lot of elements from real life and they depict it in art media, which is what television images are, internet images. It's all entertainment. Hell, I do editing. I can make you see things that's not real, right? I can put a green screen up. I can edit it. I can make it look like I'm flying. I am not, right? This is called, in the words of, Dick Gregory, it is nothing but tricknology, right? I'm doing technological magic. It's not real. A lot of people think it is. And also, the whole Illuminati, satanic, worshiping cult and shit has gotten real popular within the last, I say, about 10 years. Everybody's believing in the Illuminati, typically the younger people, right? Even some people from my generation, right? 30s and 20-year-olds, ever more present than they did maybe 40 years ago. That's because it's a selling point, right? Like, entertainment takes what people, is basically a reflection of what people think or what's ever popular around that time. In the 80s, devil worshiping was basically restricted to rock music, right? They called it the devil's music. They called weed the devil's lettuce, right? People were even more religious than they are now, right? And you didn't have the internet to disprove a lot of shit that you read in church or you heard, read in the Bible or you heard in church, right? So Yeah, it's popular. People like to think, a lot of broke-ass religious people, namely black people, like to believe that the connection to a black person getting money, fame, or popularity has something to do with selling one's soul. And I think I covered in another episode why I think selling your soul is bullshit, right? One, because if your soul ain't worth shit to you, what the fuck do I want it for, right? Like, seriously, if you don't want it, and it ain't valuable to you, it damn sure ain't gonna be valuable to me. So I just never buy into shit like that. Plus, I'm not a religious zealot, so I think all that shit from the Bible is fake. For me, if I was religious, logically and realistically, reading the Bible, not trying to take the defense of evil, but I think they're one and the same. I don't think there's a devil, and I don't believe that there's a God, right? Because if you read the Bible, the devil ain't really killed nobody. He persuaded people. He convinced people to sin. But he did not actually kill no one. God, on the other hand, was commanding prophets and disciples and apostles to slew whole villages, right? Turning motherfuckers into salt pillars. Flooding the Egyptian kingdom, which never happened. But if it did, that would have been plenty fucked up because... I mean, why would you kill one group of people to set one group of people free? Especially if you're the creator of all people. And I never bought into that whole, the Hebrew Israelites were the chosen people. Why in the fuck would God create one group of people and neglect everybody else? That literally made no sense from a creator standpoint, right? It's like, if I got kids, it's pretty fucked up to find one child more favorable than the rest of them. They all come from my body. Like, fucking kind of game are we playing? But in any event, they've taken elements from pop culture, which the Illuminati, satanic rituals, the devil, selling your soul, has become very popularized, like I said earlier, in the last 10 years. So, the little Nas X dude is just trying to get paid. He's trying to get his scratch. He don't give a fuck by any means. Like, I'm going to get this bread. And to that, man, coming from poverty... as a black person, I don't really condone his methods on getting it, but hey, look, man, you gotta get it how you live. Now, me personally, I'm not gonna spread my pussy, right? And for those that don't know what a pussy is, it's a man pussy. I'm not gonna spread my butt cheeks to get paid. It ain't that serious. But he's already admitted that he is a homosexual, to which I got no condemnation on that, right? Like, you like what you like. I think it's unnatural, but you know, whatever your flavor is, that's you. Especially as a grown person. Like, I think Lil Nas X is 21, so he's a grown-up. If you want to fuck men, whatever. If they behind the scenes got them bent over signing a contract saying you're gonna make $30 million, he trying to get it. Now, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not gonna front like there aren't some people out there that would, right? Especially as a black person, if you come from abject poverty. You know what I'm saying? You got a bunch of black chicks that's doing OnlyFans. They spreading their ass cheeks, dildoing their butthole with God knows what, right? So, and then you got all these young men that are raised by single mothers, no father figure. They don't really know how to be men. So maybe... he didn't grow up with his father. He doesn't know how to be a man. And spreading his bussy is a means to an end. To which, hey, man, I ain't going to say I salute him, but try and get it. What can I say? I'm not going to hate the man. And like I said previously, I kind of don't give a fuck. What you do as a grown-up, even if it is the exploitation of your body, that's your business. I will say, as it pertains to hip-hop, it is kind of sickening and sad to see how far as hip-hop is falling, right? The days of men being macho and, right, not gyrating on other men. It seems like those days are gone, right? The younger generation is open to bussy spreading. And because people don't readily go around holding titles that were... established for you, like men, women, Now everybody's a trans man, a trans woman, gender neutral, gender fluid, right? Pansexuals, all types of weirdo shit. Like, hey, we're living in a land of delusion. But like I said, he is a grown-up, so that is his business. I don't gotta like it. And on top of all that, I'm one of those type of people. I like what I like. I like music that reflects reality. I like things that reflect my culture. I like authentic hip-hop. I like talent. So, all of which I think Lil Nas does not have. So, I kind of don't give a fuck. I see it. And I'm talking about it because I do a podcast, right? But, like, I watch the video. I ain't gonna front. If you want my synopsis on the song, it was actually a good song. I mean, I don't know if he's talking about a dude. I didn't really listen that closely. Gotta probably go back and listen to it. But the beat was alright, right? Sounded like some Santana, Carlos Santana shit. With a mix of Ricky Martin. And who the fuck didn't like Living La Vida Loca? And that nigga was gay, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually a beat that he actually sung over, right? So the song, I think, is composed well, right? Musically. Lyrically, I didn't really listen to the lyrics in depth. But it was catchy, right? And I don't like trash-ass music, so that says a lot. Now, is it a hip-hop song? No. Is it a pop song? Yes. And I really wish a lot of artists would actually come in the game doing pop music. Like, if that's the tip that you're on, you should probably start off like that. But I'm used to people vulturing off of hip-hop, right? He came in the game with a country song that was hip-hop laden, but the chorus sounded like a country music song. But now I guess he's trying to, you know, he's trying to go full-fledged pop, right? And I think it's a smart gimmick, right? If people are religious zealots, you want to get a music video that's tailored, or you want to produce a music video that's tailored towards Satanism, the afterlife, and all types of weird shit, so you can get people talking, right? It's nothing but a publicity stunt. That's all it is. It's a publicity stunt for him to create controversy, to sell some shoes, to sell some music. And I thought he was going to be a one-hit wonder, but like Designer was. But it looks like this little motherfucker, while despicable I think his choice of music and references are, he is a little clever motherfucker, right? Come in the game with a rap song that sounds like a country song, hit the country charts, then do a pop song that sounds like some I don't know, I don't want to say salsa music, but sounds like some Ricky Martin slash Carlos Santana shit. With the demonic theme to it. The boy is clever. Whoever the fuck his handlers are, I gotta give it to him. They're pretty brilliant. For the people that's out there that's religious zealots, or actually believe in religion, they're not gonna like it. But I don't think he really gives a fuck, because he's gonna have them talking. See, the thing about entertainment is just to get people talking, right? You don't even, in entertainment, I learned at an early age, you really don't have to believe the shit you sing or the images you depict. I mean, look at Ja Rule. He wasn't tough, but he put up a good image. Tupac wasn't a street nigga, but he put up a good image. Biggie Smalls came from a good household. His mom was a teacher and he was well fed. I mean, obviously, you don't get that fucking fat selling crack. I'm sorry. Not while you're fucking 18, 19, 20. That came from somebody buying groceries on a consistent basis. Michael Jackson, while he made love songs and had bitches in the video, come on now. Nobody was believing Mike was penetrating nobody. In the words of Eddie Murphy, Mike took Brooke Shields to the Grammys. nobody was thinking that he took the whitest bitch in America at that time to the Grammys and afterwards fucked the shit out of her. Right? He even said it himself. If they saw me with Brooke Shields, they didn't know Brooke was getting fucked. Mike, it wasn't believable. It was contrived. So, and even at a young age, me assessing Michael Jackson, he wasn't, he never looked like any man that I knew that got bitches or women. So entertainment has always been depicting some bullshit that you ain't really like, or you ain't really with, or you don't really actually possess that persona. That's an image. And in entertainment, especially music, a lot of that shit is like 90% manufactured. Do I believe rappers was busting a gun back in the 90s? Hell no. If you got millions of dollars, why would you ever shoot somebody? Now, like I said in the previous episodes, they may have been taking stories that happened to them before they were famous. But a lot of artists were like 18, 19, 20. You ain't have no bodies. And to be real, you wasn't in the streets like that. Like, look at Mobb Deep. They got in the game when they was 18, 19. I think a little younger, but they had commercially blew up when they was about 18, 19. Like, even Prodigy said in the Havoc said in the song, right? He was in the hood for 13 years. And he said this when he was 19, 20. So, for 6-7 years, like, he wasn't in the streets. He wasn't in the projects. He wasn't selling crack. He wasn't shooting nobody. And even Prodigy got beat the fuck up, which is a testament to how he was not in them streets. Anybody get beat up and get their chain took without a pistol, obviously is not in them streets. But I typically listen to rap music for the narration, right? If there was storytelling for shit that they saw or heard or they were involved in, right? It was understandable that it was a story. Now these little motherfuckers are trying to coexist in the streets and be in entertainment, right? Trying to be like Nipsey Hussle, one foot in, one foot out. Realistically, that's not even possible. If half the rappers from my era were still in the streets while they were rapping, they 50% of them would be dead. I think the only ones that were literally one foot in the streets and one foot in the industry was the Lox, DMX. DMX was a crackhead, so then there's that, right? Who else? One of the dudes from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Old Dirty Bastard. Old Dirty Bastard is literally like the epitome of a nigga that just could not leave the streets. And he had platinum hits, one with Mariah Carey. But eventually, he had to leave the streets, right? Which I don't think he ever fully did. Because anybody that dies from a cocaine overdose of some diesel, you're still near dear and close to the streets. But the other 90% of rappers, right, they wasn't living that shit. I mean, shit, how could you ever attend all these music awards, tour dates, and even go to the studio and crank out that many CDs if you was in the streets, right? And for the niggas that was in the streets at a studio, a lot of them got robbed, right? So I just think that you should listen to the music for its entertainment value. It's to entertain you. I don't think people should get bent out of shape. And I don't think Lil Nas is the epitome of hip-hop, right? While I've always said, there is hip-hop and then there's rap music. Now, rap music is a part of hip-hop, but hip-hop necessarily don't got to be a part of rap music. And what I mean by that is, if you got a goofy-ass white boy, right, which there are several, I think to name a few, you got Vanilla Ice, Everlast, who else? MGK. Who else was a corny ass white boy? Post Malone, Caskey. Caskey never blew up because he was the only white boy to ever say publicly that he would say the N-word and nobody gonna do shit. Well, that didn't work out, and he was signed by Cash Money Records, so, or YMCMB. So it's always been motherfuckers that were like frauding like they were a part of hip hop. but they were no more than just pop culture puppets, right? Or pop music puppets. Culture vultures, as I like to call them. Because I don't give a fuck how much you rhyme words. It's all about the message. If you're just talking about superficial bullshit, about how much money you got, how many bitches you fuck, that don't necessarily mean you hip-hop. That means you're rapping. And I think we got to get back to the culture, but while a bunch of outsiders are commercially funding the bullshit, I guess we got to just basically ignore it. I mean, do like when Vanilla Ice came out. He sold 20 million records, but black folks wasn't paying that shit no mind, which is why he couldn't come out with another record. Because white people don't believe bullshit, and if they do, who gives a fuck, right? I've never looked to white people to dictate our music. And yes, I did say our music, because rap music and hip hop is black music. Now, the shit they peddling now, as the days go by, that shit is slowly becoming detached from black music, right? Sort of like rock music. After Chuck Berry got dethroned by Elvis Presley, and then the Beach Boys were putting out supposed rock records, or Johnny Cash started doing rock country music, and black folks, they just kind of stopped fucking with it. I think that's going to be the next evolution of rap music and hip-hop. I think black people as a collective are going to just ignore the shit, and it is going to be what it is, right? And I think through our ingenuity, we will come up and create a new genre of music. Or it might come full surface back to original hip-hop, right? The days of Kid and Play, Arrested Development, Salt and Pepper, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh. It literally might come full circle back to what we know as real hip-hop rap music. But until that happens, I don't really let this shit stress me out. We are living in a, like I said, gender fluid, sexuality fluid, gender neutral, homosexual laden environment. So yeah, that shit is gonna stick to everything. Music, lifestyle, clothes. You know what I'm saying? The only thing you can always do, or the only thing you can ever do, is just stay true to who you are and what you like and what you culturally hold near and dear. Bullshit rap music, you just gotta basically ignore it. And like they say, pay it no attention. Things that are not paid attention slowly, gradually go away. Anyways, that's just been my ideals, thoughts, and opinions about that bullshit. If you like Lil Nas's record, or his image, or his depiction of Satanism, even though the shit ain't real, right? I had a lot of black people on social media saying, oh, he's worshiping the devil. Look, Jesus and the devil ain't real. If you believe in that shit, then fuck your mother.